faceoff is won by Thumsell, but they can't quite get it out as Geiger holds it in. Geiger's going to try and send it in deep. Can't quite get a hand on it. McMinn does. And here comes, it looks like, Tulaski. Tulaski with the puck. Having a hard time getting a handle on it, though, in all this snow.
Well, you've got Ramsey and some open ice right now with three defenders back there, though.
Here comes Ramsey, but nice play by Boyle. Caleb Boyle gets in Ramsey's face and stops that shot from being taken. Ramsey with the puck again, though. He's skating it in. He might get a shot off. Wasn't going real fast. It's getting very crowded out there, even though we're shorthanded 4-on-4. They're really collapsing on him. Puck goes around behind the net, centering past Tulaski. Tulaski just about had a breakaway, but Geiger was there to keep that from happening. Boyle plays it up to McMinn. McMinn clears it out into the neutral zone. Here comes Miles. Miles trying to get a shot off, but that's not going to happen. McMinn back on defense, goes to the corner. He's going to send it up to Tulaski. Back to McMinn. McMinn with a shot wide of the goal.
I'm getting a sense these kids are getting a little tired.
You can definitely see that their legs are starting to go a little bit as Sosnowski sends that one out of the zone and forces North Star to regroup. The pace of this game has slowed down dramatically. Sosnowski, he plays it up to Borthwick. Geiger, as he usually does, keeps it in there. Loose puck out front. Shot by Fitzpatrick, a little floater, but that's going to be easily gloved by Horetsky.
It's been a while since there was a shot on goal. That was shot number 30 for North Star Bank.
Yeah, and the shots are a little bit lighter. These kids, they're getting tired.
It may be nap time.
Don't tell them that. Face off in front of Horetsky. One by North Star. North Star with the puck, trying to get the shot off. At this point, any shot's a good shot. Here comes Tulaski. Tulaski with two people to beat, though, still having a hard time getting a hold of it. Backhand sends it in wide. Glidden with an eye on the puck, didn't have to stop that one, but here comes North Star.
Nice pass.
Nice pass from Leonard up to Miles, over to Fitzpatrick. Fitzpatrick back to Miles, knocked away by Boyle. Good defensive play by Boyle, sending the puck to the corner. Miles trying to get a handle on the puck. There's Fitzpatrick with a shot on goal.
And
Miles puts it in under Horetsky, and that's going to be your game winner. North Star in three overtimes, just 30 or under a minute left to play, and they sneak one in past Horetsky.
Well, Horetsky has been so good today, they had to beat him on a rebound to get that fourth goal.
Well, he doesn't have any reason to be upset. I mean, he played one heck of a game. And they really, really played them tough.
They did. I mean, he stopped that initial shot by Fitzpatrick that he stopped. It was a heck of a stop right there, but it just had to bounce out there. Miles was there, buried it, and the rest, as they say, is history. But absolutely nothing for any member of that Thumb Cellular team, and maybe especially Mr. Horetsky, to hang their head about.
And everybody out there was just dead tired. You could tell. And just by that scrum, that slow-moving scrum right there in front of the net where the puck happened to make it in, you know, to the back. But it was a very entertaining hockey game today, Chad.
Absolutely. Very entertaining hockey game. I could watch hockey like that every day. That was as good as it gets right there. I mean, great skating, great defense and offense. The goaltending was fantastic. You know, when you get a peewee game when there's a total of 7 goals scored through 6, you know, 3 overtimes and regulation, you know, that's just good hockey.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to take a little break here, and when we get back, we'll do a little recap on how the day went.
You're listening to Cruise 102 and the WLEW Sports Network.
Rapson Refrigeration is a proud supporter of all our Huron County hockey teams. Turn to Rapson Refrigeration in Bad Axe to assist you with all your refrigeration, air conditioning, and heating needs. They've been servicing commercial, institutional, and industrial systems since 1953. In addition to being fully licensed and family-owned and operated, their knowledge of equipment technology lets them offer excellent service for whatever your individual needs are throughout your entire project. Whether your refrigeration system or air conditioning unit needs repairs, or you're in the market for a new unit, Rapson Refrigeration is your one stop for all your refrigeration, heating, and cooling projects. They are your local choice for fast, reliable, and friendly service. So for all of your refrigeration, cooling, and heating needs, turn to Rapson Refrigeration. Call them today, 989-269-7291, for the friendly and knowledgeable service that you deserve. That's Rapson Refrigeration. Call 989-269-7291.
Difficult to remember, there was once a time when people were hesitant to pay their bill online. Hi, this is Dave Peruski from Peruski Insurance, your auto owner's insurance agency in Bad Axe. As we become more environmentally responsible by transacting business online, we also benefit economically by saving postage, paper, and gas.
Let Peruski Insurance and Auto Owners Insurance help you eliminate the extra paperwork and extra expense while ensuring the future of Mother Earth. I'm Sandy McClash. The best part is you'll also save with a measurable discount on your auto owner's insurance policy when you go green.
So stop in, and not only will we discuss service, pricing, and the confidence you'll enjoy from an auto owner's insurance policy, but we'll show you how to take this to this. Enjoy the savings and tranquility of online bill pay from Peruski Insurance and Bad Axe. We are your authorized auto owner's insurance agent.
Agri Valley Communications would like to thank you for listening to the Silver Blade Hockey Tournament and supporting the youth of our community. Agri Valley Communications' family of local companies includes Pigeon Telephone, Thumb Cellular, Agri Valley Services, and the AVS Tech Team. Agri Valley Communications supports our youth hockey teams as well, in both Huron and Sanilac counties. Thumb Cellular sponsors two hockey teams and Agri Valley Services one hockey team throughout the season. As a family of locally owned and locally operated businesses, Agri Valley Communications is committed to giving back to the local community where our employees and their families work, live, and play. So, as we support our local communities, we're asking you to consider supporting and utilizing Agri Valley's various services, such as Thumb Cellular for your cellular and mobile data needs, Agri Valley Services with the highest broadband speeds available in the Thumb at reasonable prices, and the AVS Tech Team helping you with all of your computer, technology, networking issues. Agri Valley Communications, your local company keeping you connected throughout the Thumb and beyond.
Hey hockey fans, this is Jeremy Roth with East Huron TV and Appliance in Bad Axe. We know hockey fans and players work hard on and off the ice and expect their appliances to do the same. That is why we sell tough American-made appliances like Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and KitchenAid. With some of the industry's most rugged designs, these appliances are sure to last for the long haul. And for an extra peace of mind, right now you can add a 10-year major component warranty on any appliance for only $10. We're here making room for a Maytag brand with power-packed laundry pairs. Select washer models offer an extra power button to boost stain fighting on any wash cycle. Using the extra power button on select dryers extends cycle time and tumbling to help get thick fabrics, pockets, and seams drier the first time. Stop in today and ask how you can add more power to your laundry day with Maytag brand. That's East Huron TV and Appliance at the east end of Bad Axe, or visit us at easthurontv.com.
Back here at the Huron County Ice Arena, the medal ceremony going on for the Pee Wee Division. What a championship game we just saw.
Oh, that was a good one.
Said it many times in this broadcast, but man, that was fun to watch.
Yeah, there's a lot of shots on net. Just a very entertaining game. The other game we saw today, the Bantams were ice cutter one, or the Midgets were ice cutter one. It started out slow, but you know what? Ended up being a pretty darn good hockey game. It's just fun to watch these kids play hockey. It's a ball. I know we come up and Chad and I play in adult league here, and you know we're still living the dream, waiting for that call, you know, to get called up. But just watching kids, you know, I grew up playing hockey in Port Huron when I was a kid, and it's nice to keep playing the game. But watching these kids is just enjoyable.
Yeah, it really is. Watching them, I mean, just how excited they get over every goal, and and just everything about it. It's a good sport. It's a great thing that these kids in this whole area have to do all winter long, and it might be one of the best kept secrets for miles and miles and miles is the hockey program that they got.